This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In what is probably the biggest agricultural bombshell news of the decade, Bayer has announced that they found out that Monsanto was running a black ops division. And Bayer says they've shut it down and they publicly apologized for running it. And they acknowledge that there were hit lists of hundreds of journalists that were maintained by Monsanto, people who were targeted for destruction and character assassination. And perhaps what Bayer doesn't know is that Monsanto also ran, I believe, wet work death squads. And they hunted down and attempted to murder people in order to silence them. Now, I'm not claiming Bayer knew about that. I think Bayer was deceived at some level about its acquisition of Monsanto. But just to provide some additional context here, and by the way, I've covered all this in a story on naturalnews.com. You can also find it at monsantomafia.com, which is one of the websites I publish. But some background to this, you know, Bayer is a multi-billion dollar international pharmaceutical and agricultural chemical company. And Bayer acquired Monsanto for about $66 billion, give or take, depending on which number you believe, last year, roughly June of 2018. And since that acquisition, Bayer has come to discover that it was the worst acquisition in the history of corporations, because they paid $66 billion, let's say, and they inherited $1 trillion of liability. Because now there have been three court cases against Monsanto, where the jury has said that Monsanto is complicit. Remember, Bayer has inherited all this liability. And in the latest jury case, the jury awarded the plaintiffs, an elderly couple in California, $2 billion in damages, one of the largest court case awards in the history of court. I mean, it's like in the top 10 judgments ever. And it was against Monsanto, now Bayer. So Bayer has come to realize that juries are going to punish them with billions of dollars. And guess what? There are over 13,400 lawsuits pending against Bayer. Pending. That's and probably hundreds of new lawsuits every month being filed against Bayer. And now the mainstream media has also turned against Bayer, which means more and more people are going to wake up and realize that their cancer was caused by Monsanto's toxic cancer-causing chemical, Roundup, i.e. glyphosate, weed killer. It's an herbicide. We also publish glyphosate.news, by the way, if you want to stay up to speed on that. So Bayer is going to be punished by American juries, case after case after case. And the reason that's happening is, frankly, it traces back directly to the independent media, websites like naturalnews.com, which has for 15 years been educating people about the evil of Monsanto and the cover-ups and the quack science and the intimidation of journalists and all that stuff. We've been covering it for 15 years. And of course, we were targeted by Monsanto and its black ops division, including the death squads, including the defamation and smear campaigns, the negative PR campaigns, the blacklisting campaigns, the censorship, everything. We were targeted by Monsanto, and now Bayer owns all that. Hey, if Bayer owes anyone an apology, they owe it to us. So again, I'm not claiming that Bayer knew all of this. I think Bayer was hoodwinked at some level, which means Bayer actually has an opportunity to make this right. And Bayer has apologized publicly for some of this. Although they didn't name names, they need to apologize to specific names. And Bayer needs to clean house. And Bayer, by the way, is supporting law enforcement investigations into the criminal conduct of what I'm calling the Black Ops Division of Monsanto. And Bayer says they have shut down this division or these operations, these projects, as it calls them. Bayer doesn't use the phrase Black Ops. That's my phrase, because I happen to know what they really did. And I think to this day, Bayer doesn't even have a clue how deep it goes. Bayer has no idea. the kill teams that Monsanto was indirectly running. But I'll tell them. They want to sit down with me, I'll give them the whole story. I'll give them the documents. I'll give them the details. So they know the full story of what happened. In any case, Bayer is now facing what I call financial annihilation. They don't have $1 trillion to pay all these court cases. Not even Bayer has $1 trillion in cash sitting around. And sure, they're going to try to appeal every case, but they could easily lose $100 million per case. Times 10,000 cases, that's $1 trillion. Even if you say, maybe their average payout is only $50 million per case, well, that's $500 billion. That's more money than they have too. And their stock price has plunged 40% on top of that, which means their market capitalization is now in catastrophic sell-off territory. Bayer is fighting for its survival. Bayer is at risk of being annihilated here. And I think that's why they've launched this internal investigation. I think that's why they've started to apologize. And I think that's why they may actually be willing to sit down and hear me tell them what Monsanto did to me. I guess we'll see. I mean, I don't hold out any special hope that Bayer is run by a bunch of angels. But I do wonder if they are interested in their own survival, they might want to take steps to apologize for what Monsanto did and try to clean up that mess and try to close out that dark chapter. And again, I don't think Bayer had any idea what they were buying when they bought Monsanto. They had no idea the undercurrent of anger and frustration against Monsanto by the American people and the activist community and all the evil that Monsanto has carried out against the scientific community as well over all these years. Bayer had no idea. But one final thought, it is interesting. I don't think that I would be the founder of an ISO-accredited laboratory today if it wasn't for Monsanto and all their attacks. I mean, one of the reasons that we spent 2 years developing an LC-MS, triple quad mass spec method for glyphosate quantitation and getting ISO accreditation and spending millions of dollars on the laboratory is because I wanted to be able to prove what I was saying about glyphosate contamination of the food supply. And as of today, I'm able to do that. And by the way, I'm working on another science paper that will be published in a prominent scientific journal that details this new method that we've developed for the quantitation of glyphosate. So we're going to help other labs find this way or replicate our method here to quantitate glyphosate. And we have discovered some really fascinating things, very important things about quantitating glyphosate, things that other labs have not known. And I know that because we read every science paper and every white paper out there. And we tried all those methods starting like 2.5 years ago, I think it was, and found that they didn't work. They had problems, and we developed a more robust, validated method internally, and that's what we're publishing. So, and if you think about it, if anybody from Bayer is hearing this, it's the Monsanto threats against me that turned me into now one of the leading food science labs that's independent in the world. And now I'm about to share a whole new glyphosate method with all the labs in the world to let other labs detect your toxic weed killer poison. And that's a direct cause and effect of Monsanto attacking us. Isn't it fascinating? Yeah, there's a lot more to come here. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And stay tuned on all this. We are also launching a new website that demands Bayer apologize to everybody who was targeted by Monsanto. I think that website is bayerapologize.com. Bayerapologize.com. We may have it as a .org. And it's probably not live yet at the moment that you're hearing this, but put that on your calendar. We're going to be launching that, and we're going to have a grassroots campaign to demand that Bayer apologize for the crimes of Monsanto. And then I guess we'll find out if Bayer actually wants to coexist in our world in a way that is, not the way Monsanto did it, which was literally trying to freaking kill everybody that they disagreed with. I mean, literally, that's not figuratively. I believe they ran death squads. And I think I can convince Bayer's attorneys that's exactly what was happening, because I've got a lot of evidence that I've never gone public with. Yeah, this is going to get real interesting, so stay tuned. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I hear my podcast at Brighteon.com, and thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.